In his speech about the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge yesterday, President Biden said that the federal government will pay the entire cost of rebuilding the bridge and added, quote, I expect Congress to support the effort. After all, Ted Cruz needs something to live under.
That got a smattering of applause. What a gang of losers. What a bunch of losers. I'm telling you, Ted Cruz, Mr. Harvard Law, constitutional scholar, United States Senator. That's as good as their humor gets. Just bitter partisan. Dimwittery. It's dimwittery, I say. Well, happy Thursday to you, and welcome back. We remain at 888-630-9625. Joe Biden, Barack Obama together again today, and they're bringing Bill Clinton along just as chick bait. Because in Democrat circles, well, you know the rest. They're going to raise $25 million at Radio City Music Hall. President Trump, on the other hand, will be attending the wake of an NYPD officer murdered by a career Democrat. But never mind that. The news media is not interested in any of that. Jonathan Diller, 31 years old, father of a young child, husband of a young bride, murdered by a career criminal Democrat with 21 arrests in his career. And he murdered the police officer the other day. The Democrats are going to New York, and they're, hep, whatever, we're hanging out with Lizza because, you know, whatever, and whoever, a bunch of celebrities, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, half of whom have never been heard of by more than half of the population of the United States of America, but never mind that. Amazing stuff. I have the president of the Sergeants Benevolent Association in New York City commenting on the decision by the Democrat presidents, Joe Biden and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, who's only in it for the dates, and remarkable stuff. So I've got that for you. It is classic Democrat versus Republican stuff. And you can get your picture taken with the Democrat presidents. You can pay $100,000. Annie Leibovitz, the famous photographer, will be there taking photos. And for $100,000, Annie Leibovitz will snap a picture of you. What they're not telling you is it's with her iPhone. It's with her iPhone. And that's going to be hers, and she's going to text it to somebody. You can go pick it up on the internet. Remarkable stuff. All right, I made up the iPhone part. But they have 100, and the Washington Post says you can pay $500,000 to be at this event, and I assume you also get a photo for that from Annie Leibovitz. Pretty remarkable stuff. But that's going on. We've got that. We've got updates on the bridge, too, in Baltimore, where the ship crashed into it and the bridge collapsed. And the mayor of Baltimore, let's go, Brandon. We got a lot of Brandons in politics these days. It's kind of interesting, but the guy, he's how shall I say, not the most articulate person in the world, and he was called in front of the cameras when the ship crashed into the bridge and collapsed the bridge, and he misspoke a couple of times, and as a result, some people online suggested that he is something of a DEI hire, as so many Democrats are. Well, he became very angry about this suggestion. You really shouldn't pay attention if you're the mayor of Baltimore. You should worry about the murder rate and the collapsed bridge and the crime and the fact that nobody goes to Baltimore anymore. Maybe you should worry about that. But instead, he's traumatized by the fact that people made fun of him online for not speaking well. Remarkable thing. So he went on MSDNC, the mayor of Baltimore, and he just had kind of a mental breakdown there. Everybody's a racist, and DEI is the new N-word. These people, they just can't wait to be victims of one thing or another. Remarkable stuff. So I've got that. He went on DNC TV and went on a crazy everybody's a racist rant, and when you say DEI, what you really mean is the N-word, and speaking of which, the Washington Post has a hit piece today on Francis Scott Key. the men that wrote the Star-Spangled Banner during a battle against the British in Baltimore Harbor, where this bridge was built approximately. And boy, the hit piece on Francis Scott Key, you know, slavery. So if they rebuild this bridge, and I assume they will, it'll take 20 years because now they say it'll take 5 years. And it'll cost, if they say it'll cost $1 billion, it'll cost $20 billion because, you know, Democrats and our government is not in good shape right now. Remarkable stuff. But it will not be named after Francis Scott Key again. And in fact, after the Washington Post hit piece, it's possible that the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Washington, D.C. may be renamed also. Amazing, amazing stuff. Yeah, but what do you hear the mayor from Baltimore with his rant? The Democrats are not well. They have a lot of issues, a lot of major issues. And we got a lot going on. It's the first day of Major League Baseball. It's opening day in baseball land, and that's great. We've got that going on. And, of course, it opens with controversy because of Ohtani, you know, Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Dodgers, embroiled in a $4.5 million gambling scheme. Let's get Pete Rose on the horn and see what he has to say about all this. Pretty remarkable stuff. That's an interesting story. Also, we have March Madness going on and a lot of games today as well. But so many things going on, so many things. Senator Joe Lieberman died yesterday at the age of 82, longtime Democrat Connecticut senator. He was Al Gore's running mate. Al Gore was the vice presidential running mate with Al Gore when Al Gore and Joe Lieberman lost. And that was quite a moment, wasn't it? Joe Lieberman got over it. Al Gore never got over it. Al Gore still wakes up bitter every morning like Hillary Clinton, which makes it more fun, I think, makes it more fun. And I'll share some of that. I met Joe Lieberman several times over the years, and a very nice man. Everybody liked Joe Lieberman. He's from a different era, a different generation, when, you know, his best pal was John McCain, and they traveled together, they did bills together, they had dinner together. It's back when things were much more normal, before the left completely lost its mind. But the left has completely lost its mind. Good thing they own the Democrat Party. Speaking of Democrats, the George Floyd, you know, the career criminal drug addict that died of heart failure while resisting arrest in Minneapolis, and then the Democrats burned the country to the ground from coast to coast because George Floyd, St. George of fentanyl, and remarkable stuff, the George Floyd scholarship violates federal civil rights law. How ironic. According to a new lawsuit, the George Floyd, so do you have to be a drug addict to get the scholarship? Do you have to have a long and storied career of committing felonies? How do you qualify for the George Floyd scholarship? You got to hate the police. I think that's for sure. Which brings us back to President Trump going to the memorial service for slain officer Jonathan Diller in New York, and the Democrats not caring because they're the anti-police party. But the George Floyd scholarship violates federal civil rights law because irony is everywhere, and the Democrats never understand it, according to a new lawsuit. And dovetailing with that so beautifully, the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C., Smithsonian Museum, says its Latino-focused internship is open now to students of all races in lawsuit settlement. But wait a minute, and this is, it's not just a Latino-focused, because the way they put it, the way they put it out there, it's Latinx. It's the Latinx scholarship that Smithsonian was offering for Latinx, which is genderless Latinos. Democrats hate gender, and they're a complete mess when it comes to men and women and boys and girls, and keep them away from the kids, for God's sake, whatever you do. But they've got this Latinx thing, which they try to pronounce Latinx, and Joe Biden can't pronounce at all. But it's supposed to be Latinx, excuse me, but it makes no sense because it's L-A-T-I-N-X, and that's Latinx, as any English speaker can tell you. But that's all because they don't want Spanish, and for that matter, Italian, to continue to use gendered terms like Latino and Latina, right? Because they want to erase gender because of their rampant mental illness, particularly when it comes to gender. So I've got those for you. A couple of Democrat schemes. The George Floyd scholarship. Only racists need apply. And then the Latinx scholarship from the Smithsonian. I noticed CNN erased the Latinx element. You see that? They got rid of the Latinx element because they're not reporting the news. They're unreporting it. They're not covering it. They're covering it up. Amazing stuff. And in Virginia, the governor of Virginia, who is a Republican, thankfully, Glenn Youngkin, he vetoed, and I wanted to get to this yesterday, but they gave me too much stuff. He vetoed 30 bills that the Democrats pushed through, banning guns and banning assault rifles and restricting your rights because, you know, they care very much about rights. If it's about clubbing harp seals to death or the unborn, because they don't like people. The great governor in Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, vetoed 30 bills that were anti-gun bills. They had 30 of them, and the Democrats passed 30 of them. Amazing stuff. Also, Woke Weed did this on my Newsmax show last night as well. In Maryland, because it's another Maryland story, in Maryland, they legalized pot, you know, marijuana. And so they're opening up stores across the state, but they only want to open up the stores to minorities. They'll give the permits, the licenses to sell drugs only to people of color because that's the way they view people of color as drug dealers. They're like, hey, they've already got all the drug dealing experience. Might as well give them the licenses to sell drugs now that we've legalized drugs. The Democrat Party is just making everything better all over the place. Whoopi Goldberg, not her real name. She's a Karen. She's definitely a Karen. She's a Karen on LSD. Whoopi Goldberg is, and I love this story from Entertainment Weekly. The View host, Whoopi Goldberg, confirms space aliens are among us. She confirms. She doesn't claim. She doesn't contend. She confirms because there were suspicions, but now it's been confirmed because Whoopi Goldberg has confirmed. Her real name is Karen Johnson. She thought being Goldberg would help her with the Jews in show business. And Whoopi, how absurd, she's the least cheerful person on the planet Earth, along with Sonny and Joy. Again, no sense of irony, these people. They've got Sonny and Joy and Whoopi on one show, and they're three of the most malcontented, malevolent, malignant people you're going to find anywhere. The unhappy trio. Boy, that's great. And she confirms that space aliens live among us because now it's been confirmed. Forget the Air Force and congressional investigations. Whoopi Goldberg has confirmed. Amazing stuff. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, and they also attacked a person on their show for being a pawn of the right. Only one problem with that. They're very confused, ignorant, wrong about everything. Amazing stuff. And in California, the Democrats are torturing a 102-year-old man, trying to fine him thousands and thousands of dollars because Democrat criminals come by and spray graffiti on his fence. And if the 102-year-old man doesn't get out there and paint over it in Oakland, California, then the Democrats are going to fine him thousands and thousands of dollars because Democrats, they're nobody's friend. You know, maybe Putin and Xi Jinping. Well, they're the friends of the Ayatollahs. All right, they have friends. It's street criminals, cop killers. All right, they've got friends. They've got a lot of friends. You don't want to have dinner with any of them, but they'd steal everything off your plate. Amazing stuff. And the border. Part of that violent mob that attacked our border last week. Was it just last week? And attacked the National Guard and the police. Some of them are actually being charged with crimes, not by the federal government or by Joe Biden, but by the state of Texas. because the federal government and Joe Biden, they want more crime, more Venezuelan gangs, more mob violence in the streets of the United States of America and at our border, because they're not on the side of civilization. Just scratching the surface on a few things we have for you today. We are at 888-630-9625. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Yeah, and this hilarious story from the radical extremists frauds at the Daily Beast. Baltimore mayor turns the tables on racist bridge collapse conspiracy theories. That's not at all what happened, but the Daily Beast is a pond stocked with lion sacks of Jawea. Let's take a phone call, Michael. And then I want to get into the Baltimore update. And the crazy lefty, they're getting crazier with each rotation of the planet. Oh, by the way, the planet is rotating more quickly, allegedly, because of the melting ice caps, and we're all going to die soon. That's in the Washington Post today. Let's go to the, I'll share that with you. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Mike calling from Silver Spring, Maryland. Mike, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi. I check Ukrainian social media. They're celebrating. They say that the Baltimore ship pilot is Ukrainian. I don't know whether you know or not. You know about it or not. And plus, they say that most of the residents who live in Baltimore are Russians or Russian descent. We're going to make their life miserable. That's what they say on the social media. So I think this is attack from Ukrainian. And the reason is they have to give us the promised money, like $71 billion. If they don't give us again, we're going to do it again. We're going to do another one. That's what they say. I mean, is there anybody check their social media?
I've got to say, I do not frequently check Ukrainian social media for a variety of reasons, I suppose. I have no idea whether the pilot who would be working in the harbor there was Ukrainian or not. I have not heard that tidbit, and I'm guessing that Ukrainian social media is probably not the most well-informed, the most well-plugged-in place to get one's news. As for the question whether Baltimore is largely Russian, that is not true. I can say that's not true. I would say this, Mike. Social media is not really a good source for news by any measure. And certainly when it comes to Ukrainian social media, that's probably even worse than our own social media, I'm guessing. I would double check all of this right now. I would assume all of that is completely false and incorrect.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
This is an ongoing, active research. Throughout, as long as we have to be doing that, we will do it.
Yes, that is our beloved Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott. He's a Democrat. He was at the scene of the bridge collapse, where he said, this is an ectic research effort. And it's not research. There was an active search going on But he said it was an Actic research. But I want to hear that part again, because it's a little difficult to make out. There's an active search going on for possible survivors. There's a search and rescue. Then that morphs into a recovery. In fact, two bodies were recovered of two men that were killed in the incident in Baltimore Harbor. But here's the mayor. This is just setting up because it got the ball rolling here. Some people noticed that he's not the most well-spoken individual that you've ever met. He's 39 years old. People say he looks a lot younger, and he comes off as being a lot younger, but he meant to say there's an active search, but he explained that there's an Actic, which might be like something that's active in the Arctic. I'm not sure. And it's not research, it's a search.
This is an ongoing Actic research.
It's a research. Okay. So people noticed that was not very well said. And then he went on to off another. And he's talking about getting engineers in. And I guess, the engineers should be trained, educated, credentialed engineers.
We're ignoring all the conspiracy theorists, everyone who's playing bridge engineer at home, who's never even taken a class on engineering.
Democrat-run Baltimore public schools. But if you've never even taken a class, then maybe you shouldn't be the mayor of Baltimore. I have not, for example, taken a class in engineering myself. Therefore, I shouldn't show up and behave as an engineer might behave. Now, it was noticed that Brandon Scott is not the most articulate person in the world, not the most well-spoken person in the world. None of us is aware of anything called an Actic research. And then if you've never taken a class in engineering, you probably shouldn't be critical of people that have taken a class. Just saying. But that's the mayor. And people noticed that he was not impressive, okay? And so comments were made online. Have you heard of this internet? People go on the internet and they say things about you. I don't know, Michael, have you noticed this? People go on the internet and they say mean things about me. I know, it's hard to believe. Why would they do that? And yet people do that. And I developed day one a technique for that. And that was to respond to that. And that was to ignore all of that, to ignore those people who are throwing rocks in the darkness because, they're lefties and all that stuff. Now, naturally, MSDNC. So Brandon Johnson, let's go, Brandon. Excuse me, not Brandon Johnson, Brandon Scott. I make fun of the Democrat mayor of Chicago as well, Brandon Johnson. But Brandon Scott in Baltimore, who has never taken a class, he decided, I'm going to complain loudly about people saying things online about me. How dare you say things about me online? Don't you know who I am? I'm the mayor of Baltimore, and things are going so well in Baltimore right now that nobody could be critical of me with the homicides and they've depleted the police force and crimes have gone mad and all that stuff. But people went online and said, well, he kind of looks like a DEI hire, doesn't he? Looks like a DEI, that's the diversity, equity, inclusion, where Democrats prioritize people based on their race and their ethnicity rather than their capabilities. They don't believe in a meritocracy, the party that gave us the Confederate States of America and Jim Crow laws and the KKK and the soft bigotry of low expectations, the party that stood in schoolhouse doors, the Democrat Party. They're very obsessed now with giving people jobs based on their race and ethnicity and not on their qualifications, not on merit, right? So, and they couch this in terms of diversity, equity, and inclusion, or didn't earn it, the other interpretation of DEI. And of course, critical race theory, CRT, where all white people are victimizers and all non-white people are victims. They're victims of electricity and air travel and instantaneous global communications and modern medicine and constellations of satellites, but just to name a couple of things, but never mind that. So he became very angry and he lashed out. Baltimore mayor rips those blaming diversity efforts for bridge collapse. And people said mean things about him, too. That's Newsweek magazine and the Daily Beast. Baltimore mayor turns the tables on racist bridge collapse conspiracy theorists. Well, you know, let's take a look at the people that are in charge. First of all, the pilot of the ship, who is doubtless a local that boarded the ship in port and was supposed to navigate it out. Let's look at the captain. You know, this ship had another accident crashing into a pier about a year ago, I think, in Europe. And so it doesn't have a very good record. If it's the same captain now, I'm guessing he's not going to be the captain of a major ship for long. But let's go to soundbite number two, because Joy Reid, joyless, racist Reid, on MSDNC, they pay her millions to do that show that nobody watches on MSDNC. And Joy Reid last night on MSNBC attacking, you know, anybody. There are these people out there on the internet that really bother them. You know, just put your phone down for a minute and try to act like a normal person. Remember normal, honestly. Like at the Chris Plant store where we have T-shirts and coffee mugs that just say, remember normal. Joy Reid can't remember normal because she's never visited normal. She doesn't know where normal is. Joy Reid on MSDNC last night.
The most idiotic and racist theories racist. Had to do with their newest boogeyman. Diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Equity. DEI. Equity.
A Republican congressional candidate in Florida tweeted that DEI did this. And a right-wing blue check account that's been boosted by Elon Musk in the past just blew straight past the dog whistling, tweeting to its 276,000 followers,
Musk.
Quote, Baltimore's DEI mayor commenting on the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge, it's going to get so much worse. Prepare accordingly. The post included a clip of Baltimore's black mayor, Brandon Scott.
Yes, and the Huffington Post, left-wing extremists, Baltimore mayor taunts right-wing trolls with brutally honest new DEI definition. You think the new brutally honest DEI definition is didn't earn it? Think that might be it? Pretty amazing stuff. So they're very angry now, and a Republican congressman did raise a question, because we keep seeing this at Boeing. You know, Boeing has been one of the most perfect corporations in the history of corporations. And in the last couple of years, while they're posting videos and holding seminars on the importance of diversity at Boeing, suddenly 737s are rolling off of the taxiways into the grass and dropping onto their wings, and door plugs are flying off mid-flight and wheels are falling off. Now, you guys have at Boeing a nearly perfect record for about 100 years. Well, and you know, they're flying airplanes. It's complicated, but an extraordinarily successful record at Boeing for generations. And now suddenly wheels are falling off and door plugs are popping out and planes are rolling off of tarmac. And you guys are bragging and posting videos about how you're prioritizing race over merit when it comes to flying, well, building and flying airplanes. That doesn't seem like the best idea to me as someone who enjoys flying on airplanes and not crashing. But that's me. So Joyless Reid introducing Brandon Scott, the Democrat mayor of Baltimore, Maryland.
I cannot believe I have to say this. Brandon Scott was elected with 70% of the vote in 2020 in a city that is 61% black.
Wow.
So by right-wing logic, a diversity hire would have been a white man, which, of course, is what they want. Only the white Christian men may have the things.
The things may have the things. Only the white Christian men. She, you know, they're a very resentful and bitter and maladjusted gang of miscreants. They're quite remarkable. 70% of the vote. But it's only 61% black. Therefore, not everybody that voted for him was black. But white people, then she comes to the opposite of the correct conclusion. White Christian. And then how did Christians come into it? Oh, yeah, she's an atheist left-wing bigot. That's how it came into it. She wants the FBI investigating Catholic churches and not the people that rioted and burned our cities from Black Lives Matter or Antifa, a terrorist group founded in Germany in the 1930s and adopted by the Democrats in the United States. Joyless Reid on her new hero mayor.
I will allow you, Mayor Scott, if you choose to do so, to respond to the tomfoolery and attacks on
tomfoolery.
You for having the nerve to be black and also a mayor.
The nerve.
I know, and we all know, and you know very well,
you know,
that black men and young black men in particular have been the boogeyman for those who are racist and think that only
for those who are racist.
Straight, wealthy white men should have a say in anything.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what century these people live in, and I don't know what century they grew up in, but and what country they grew up in, but I do not recognize the country that they describe. And they're racists, you know. They're terribly racist. Black people are 13% of the population or so in the United States, so black males are, you know, let's round to 14%. Black males are 7% of the population. Adult black males are, let's say, 4% of the population, maybe 5% of the population, and represent 50% of the homicides in the United States of America. More than 10,400 black murder victims in the United States in 2022, the year for which, most recent year for which we have numbers. There were 7,700 white people murdered, 10,470 black people murdered, and you know, you guys should be focused on some important things rather than what random people are saying on the internet. And if a congressman in Florida and a congressman in Florida did raise a question, because we keep seeing things falling apart with Boeing, and Boeing's not the only one. There are a lot of corporations where, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion are more important than merit, more important than experience. That is to say, race is more important than what you actually bring to the dance. And, you know, Martin Luther King talked about a colorblind society and being judged by the content of your character and not the color of your skin. The Democrats are implementing precisely the opposite of that. The mayor of Baltimore, Maryland, here it's because somebody said, oh, gosh, you know, I wonder if DEI. Now, and again, what does this have to do with you, Mr. Mayor? But never mind this. Here comes the mayor of Baltimore.
What they mean by DEI, in my opinion, is duly elected incumbent. We know what they want to say, but they don't have the courage to say the N-word. And the fact that I don't believe in their untruthful and wrong ideology, and I am very proud of my heritage and who I am and where I come from, scares them. Because me being at my position means that their way of thinking, their way of life, of being comfortable and suffering, and while everyone else suffers, is going to be at risk. And they should be afraid, because that's my purpose in life.
Now, that's about the most racist thing you could say, because he's a racist. And Joyless Reid is a well-known racist, a well-established racist. NBC pays her a lot of money, just like the Reverend Al Sharpton, because they like to have black racists on there, because black racism is noble and good, because, you know, that goes to critical race theory, that all white people are oppressors and all black people and other people of color, POC, are oppressed. Never mind the actual record in the United States of America versus other countries around the world. Never mind the actual struggles of African Americans in the United States as a 30-year-plus Washington, D.C. resident, but never mind that. So what he said was that, and he's talking about white people here, is, you know, want other people to suffer, which is about the most racist thing you could say. Why would white people, why would anyone else want entire categories of people to suffer? How does that make sense? That doesn't make any sense at all. But, you know, but that's what they do. That is, that's the Democrat Party and the race play on everything. And you know, you mispronounce a couple of words, people point out you mispronounce a couple of words, and now he's lashing out, goes on MSDNC with the racist Joyless Reid to accuse, who did he accuse? I think pretty much everybody of being racist and wanting other people to suffer, as though that makes any sense at all. That really doesn't make any sense, but that's your Democrat Party, isn't it? Now, yeah, if only it. You know, when you're a Democrat, being racist is good. When you're a black Democrat, being racist, you're the mayor of Baltimore, and still you're a victim. Maybe you should have taken some more tests on being the mayor.
We're ignoring all the conspiracy theorists, everyone who's playing bridge engineer at home, who's never even taken a class on engineering.
That's right. People may point that sort of thing out. I'm on the radio, and then I'm on television. If I spoke like that, people would point it out. They would say, hey, Chris, toucan isn't actually a word. You've never toucan a test. Well, I've never taken a test, but never mind then. And let's not forget who the real victims are here. Duly elected incumbent, that's his DEI, didn't earn it. 70% of the vote, but only 61% of the city is black. She only sees the world through the prism of race at all times. And maybe we should investigate who was driving the ship and who the pilot was and what their experience was. But they'll just look at the race of the person and get back to us with their final report. Democrats and mental illness go together like carrots and peas, like bread and butter. Aren't they amazing? Joyless Reid. Now, nobody was talking about white Christian men except Joy Reid.
Only the white Christian men may have the things.
Only the white. So how did Christians come out? How did white men? What are you talking about? You racist, anti-Christian bigot. And Brandon, I didn't even notice that, but Michael noticed it, that Mayor Brandon Scott added a word, too.
Only straight, wealthy white men should have a say in anything.
Straight, wealthy white men should have a say in anything. These are very deranged people. You know, and as for a Joyless Reid on the vote in Baltimore to have a black mayor, there were three candidates for mayor in Baltimore. All three of them were black. There was Brandon. He won. There was a wonderful Republican candidate, Shannon Wright, who's a pastor, and she got 7% of the vote because the killing must continue, you know? And then there was, she was the Republican, and there was an independent, also African-American, lost. But when you view the world through the prism of race and only the prism of race, you get caught up in this. Although I got to say, Brandon Scott did throw in straight. Why straight? I looked up because when I saw that, I said, well, is he gay? I don't know if he's gay, because that would, you know, move him up in the Democrat Party ladder, too. But I looked him up, and on his wiki page, it says his personal life. Scott became engaged to his girlfriend, Hannah Pugh, on December 25th of 2023. That's last Christmas. Congratulations. He became engaged to his girlfriend on December 25th, Christmas. Hey, honey, it's Christmas. Let's get engaged. Their first child was born the following day. Their first child was born the following day. That is making quick work of that whole thing, isn't it? Wow. He can get stuff done quickly. If only he could rebuild the bridge that quickly, that'd be really great. He became engaged to his girlfriend, Hannah Pugh, December 25th. Their first child was born December 26th. Man, making it happen. Just like that. Lickety-split. Boy, oh boy. This is the Democrat Party in the mainstream. And our news media, because Joyless, Joy Reid, is a member of the mainstream news media. NBC News pays her seven figures. And this is what they give us. I think this might be a problem when it comes to our the proper function of our political system, of our constitutional republic. Between Brandon Scott and our media, holy cow.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.